all the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine, and all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them.
约翰福音第十七章第九到第十节，我为他们祈求，不为世人祈求，却为你所赐给我的人祈求，因他们本是你的，凡是我的都是你的，你的也是我的，并且我因他们得了荣耀。
The devotion for our prayer meeting is entitled The Pilgrim's Intercessor.
我们祷告会的主题是寄居者的代求者。
We are here for our annual church camp.
我们是来到我们一年一度的家庭营。
And it is important before any church camp to begin with prayer.
非常重要的是，我们来开始这个营会，我们要以祷告的方式来开始。
And why so?
为什么呢？
Because the church camp is not a secular camp.
因为这教会的营会不是像世界的营会一样。
When you go to a camp in the world, the focus is very much on achieving the company's objectives or to have a social gathering.
一个属世的营会，它的目的就是要不论是在这个公司的目的或是一个交际应酬的目的，他们的目的都不是属灵的。
But in the church camp, we are seeking after spiritual things.
在我们这教会的营会，我们是要追求属灵的事。
AndIn order to discern spiritual things, we need the help of the Holy Spirit.
所以要明白这属灵的事，我们需要圣灵的帮助。
And so therefore it is important at the start of every camp to begin with prayer.
所以非常重要，我们开始一个营会，我们一定要以祷告来开始。
When we begin with prayer, we are confessing that the success of this camp is impossible without the help of the Lord.
那我们以祷告来开始营会，我们是在承认，如果这个营会要成功，我们一定需要主的帮助。
And so therefore is our tradition here in Tabernacle BP Church to begin every camp with prayer.
所以在樟木堂，我们的传统就是每个营会开始就是要有一个祷告会。
And when we seek the Lord in prayer in faith, we can be assured of the camp's success.
当我们凭着信心来祈求，向神祈求，我们可以确定这营会会是成功的。
And this is because we have an infallible intercessor.
因为我们有一个不会失败的代求者。
And who is this infallible intercessor?
这位代求者是谁呢？
Well, if you look at John chapter 17, verse 9, it begins by saying, I pray for them.
如果我们看约翰福音第十七章第九节，他开始说我为他们祈求。
Who is this I?
这我指的是谁呢？
Well, this I is none other than our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
我就指的是我们的救主主耶稣基督。
And you can see this in verse 1 of the same chapter.
我们在第一同样经节的第一节我们这么能看到。
In verse 1 it says, These words speak Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and say, Father,The hour is come, glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee.
第十七章第一节这么说，耶稣说了这话，就举目望天说，父啊，时候到了，愿你荣耀你的儿子，使儿子也荣耀你。
And with these words, Christ began his intercessory prayer.
所以就用这些话，耶稣开始了他为他的子民代求。
And You must know that Christ is no ordinary person.
我们也要知道，这基督不是一个普通的人。
Christ is not only 100% man, but he is 100% God.
基督不只是百分之百的人，他也是百分之百的神。
And as 100% God, he is perfect.
身为百分之百的神，他是完美的。
And so therefore, what we have is the perfect intercessor.
所以这里我们有一个完美的代求者。
And how assuring it is to read down here that the perfect intercessor is praying for us.
这对我们来说是何等大的安慰, 有着完美的代求者为我们来祈求。
Why down here is Christ praying for us?
为什么基督在这里, 为我们祈求呢?
Well, because verse 9 tells us that we belong to him.
因为第九节告诉我, 我们是属于他们的, 属于他的。
And so the question then would be, do you belong to him?
所以问题就是, 你是属于基督的吗?
Who are those that belong to him?
那些属于基督的是谁呢?
Well, let's take a look at some verses in the same chapter.
我们来看同样一章的一些经节。
Firstly, those that belong to him are those that know him.
那些属于基督的就是那些认识基督的。
You look at verse 3, right? The Bible says, and this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent.
第三节这么说, 认识你独一的真神, 并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督, 这就是永生。
So those whom Christ will pray for will be those who know him.
所以耶稣会代求的就是那些认识耶稣的。
And please understand that this word know is not just knowing Christ in the mind, but knowing Christ in the heart.
这个认识不仅是头脑上的知识,而是心里的认识。
It is experiential knowledge, not theoretical knowledge.
是我们亲身的经历,不是一个自己想象的。
No, I may know the Prime Minister of Singapore.
我可能会认识我们新加坡的总理。
But I only know him by how he looks.
可是我认识是知道他长怎么样。
I only know him by his name.
我知道他的名字是什么。
But do I know him personally?
可是我真的认识他本人吗？
No, is he somebody whom I can meet daily to sit down and drink coffee and to share my life experiences?
他是一位我可以每天一起, 坐下来喝咖啡聊天的人吗?
I don't think so.
当然, 不是。
I don't think he knows who I am either.
他也不知道我是谁。
So when we talk about know down here, it is not this kind of knowledge.
所以当我们说到认识, 不是这些, 表面的认识。
No, it is no. This is so different from how I would know my own father, my own mother, my own wife.
这个认识是好像与我们认识我们的父母亲、我们的太太一不一样的。
It's like how you know one another in the family.
是好像我们如何的认识我们家里的成员。
It is very intimate knowledge, isn't it?
是非常亲密的。
Yeah, so our knowledge of Christ must also be like this.
所以我们的认识基督也是要非常亲密的。
And this is something that we want to emphasize every single camp.
所以在每一个教会我们都要强调这一点。
Do you really know Christ?
你是否真的认识基督了呢?
Well, before we even begin to talk about strangers and pilgrims down here, you better make sure that you are truly a stranger and pilgrim.
在我们还没有谈论自己是客旅是寄居的时候，我们要知道我们是真的。
You better make sure that you are born again.
我们要确保我们是已经重生的了。
People like to go for many degrees in this world.
这世界上我们很多人追求很多文凭。
They want to get their bachelor's BA.
他们要拿他们的大学文凭。
But we as Christians, we should be seeking for another type of BA, not Bachelor of Arts, but born again.
所以我们要追求的不是一些所谓的大学文凭，我们要追求的是要在主里重生。
And so therefore, is everyone seated down here born again?
所以在座的每一位，大家都已经重生了吗？
We pray that if you have not believed in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that in this particular camp you will find salvation.
我们祷告，如果你还没有认识、相信主耶稣基督，在这个营会当中，你就会得到救恩。
That you will confess that you are a sinner.
你会承认你是罪人。
And that your sins have condemned you, no, that your sins have separated you from God, and if your sins are not forgiven, you will face eternal condemnation.
你的罪已经使到你远离了神, 如果你的罪不得到赦免, 你就会被审判沉沦去地狱。
And that you will repent of your sins and trust in Christ Jesus.
但是如果你认罪悔改, 相信主耶稣基督, 你就会得救。
That Christ Jesus has died on the cross for your sins, shedding his precious blood.
主耶稣基督为了你的罪被钉死在十字架上, 流出他的宝血来洗净你的罪。
And then he was buried.
过后他被埋。
And then on the third day he rose again from the dead.
3天后他从死里复活了。
You must believe this with all your heart.
你要全心的来相信。
It's not just an answer from your lips.
这不是只是你口中的答案。
But it must be an answer from the heart.
可是是要从你心里的答案。
And if you have truly confessed this with all your heart, then how assuring it is to know that Christ is praying for you.
如果你真的相信了这么这一节这 约翰福音第十七章第九节对我们来说是何等大的安慰，因为基督在为我们祈求。
And for such who truly trusted in Christ, well, they also have eternal life.
那些信靠耶稣的就会有永生。
So this is the first description of those whom Christ is praying for.
所以耶稣在为这些人祈求，就是为那些认识他的人祈求。
The second description of those whom Christ is praying for is found in verse 6.
第二个描述的是在第六节。
And in verse 6, we are told that Christ is praying for those whom he has given his word.
我们在第六节看到基督在为那些他已经传授了道的人祈求。
And not only have these been given Christ's word, but the Bible also said that these people, they are keeping his word.
这些人不仅已经领受了神的道，他们也遵守了神的道。
And down here, the word keep is an interesting word.
这个遵守是一个有趣的字。
Now, it's not just guarding something.
遵守不仅是守护。
So there is one word for guard, which has a picture of guarding a prisoner.
在原文这字可以是，比如说你在守卫一个囚犯。
The word down here is not that word.
可是在这里这个遵守不是这一词。
The word keep here or guard here has the picture of guarding or keeping something because you really treasure it.
这里遵守的意思就是你要保护保守这样东西，因为你看为是可贵珍贵的。
It is something that is so precious to you. That is why you want to make sure that you keep it under lock and key.
对你来说是珍贵的，所以你要来保守它。
And so down here, we are talking about people who have received God's word.
所以在这里第六节，我们是说到那些已经领受了神的道的人。
And they love it so much.
他们非常的爱神的道。
That they would want to cling on to it.
他们也会去持守神的道。
And they would also believe and obey it.
他们也会相信, 然后遵守神的道。
And this understanding can also be seen in verse 8.
这在第八节也能看得到。
For there in verse 8, God's word says, For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me.
第八节这么说, 因为你所赐给我的道, 我已经赐给他们, 他们也领受了，又确实知道我是从你出来的， 并且信你差了我来。
So in other words, God, Christ is praying for those who love his word.
换句话说, 基督在为代求的就是那些珍惜爱护神的道的人。
Do you love his word?
你是否爱神的道呢？
The third description can be found in verse 14 of this chapter.
第三个形容词是在第14节。
And here in verse 14, God's word says, I have given them thy word, and the world have hated them because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world.
第十四节这么说，我已将你的道赐给他们，世界又恨他们，因为他们不属世界，正如我不属世界一样。
So you see that those whom Christ is interceding for, they are not of this world.
所以基督在代求的就是那些不属于世界的人。
In other words, they are strangers to this world.
所以这些人就是在世界做客旅的。
And that's why the title of the message today is the pilgrims or the strangers intercessor.
所以今天的讲题就是这代求者为代求的就是那些做寄居做客旅的。
Are you a stranger to this world?
你在这世界上你是客旅是寄居吗？
Or are you a friend to this world?
还是你是这世界的朋友？
No, we pray that having gone through this camp, you would say affirmatively that yes, I am a stranger. I am not a friend to this world.
我们祷告通过这个营会，我们可以很肯定的说，我们不是这世界的朋友，我们是客旅，我们是寄居的。
And that is what we hope to achieve in this camp.
所以这就是我们在这营会要强调的目的。
This is a spiritual camp.
这是一个属灵的营会。
And this is the theme of this spiritual camp.
这是这营会的讲题。
And so I hope that as everybody gather here this day, you will come with this kind of mindset.
所以当我们聚集在这里的时候，我们会有这样的这个念头。
And so look out for spiritual things. Do not just look out for earthly things.
所以我们要看重的是这属灵的事，不是这属世的事。
No, in the church camp, finds its biblical basis in the festival of the booths in the Bible, festival of tabernacles.
这教会的营会就好像在以色列。 什么节？祝棚节，对不起，祝棚节。
And in that festival, the children of Israel were gathered in booths, and they were seek to honor the Lord.
祝棚节就是以色列人搭建这些帐篷来居住，来思念主耶稣，思念他们的神耶和华。
They were definitely not gathering in a hotel.
他们一定不是住在酒店里。
And they gather for one purpose, that is to praise the Lord and to know Him.
他们聚集就是有一个目的，就是要来赞美神，来荣耀神的名。
And so we must come with this kind of mindset also.
所以我们聚集的时候也要有这样的一个念头。
So later, when after this prayer meeting, when you go into the room, I pray that everybody will be contented with what the Lord has given to us.
所以祷告会过后，当我们回到这旅店的房间，我们都会有一个满足的心。
Of course, if there are certain issues with the room, please do not fail to highlight to the committee.
当然，如果这房间有问题的话，也可以告诉筹委会。
But let us also try to be very patient one with another.
但是我们也是要有耐心对待彼此。
It's a spiritual camp.
这是一个属灵的营会。
Not earthly camp.
不是一个属世的营会。
If let's say in the end everything spoiled and there is no aircon, we still give thanks.
就算是所有东西都坏了，没有冷气，我们也是可以感谢神。
Because we are not here just to eat physical food, we are here to feast on spiritual food.
因为我们来这里不是吃这食物，但是是要领受这属灵的食物。
We are strangers and pilgrims, right?
我们是客旅，是寄居的。
So even if we are given instant noodles for lunch, we should be very happy.
所以就算我们的午餐是吃快熟面，我们应该也是很高兴。
But of course, don't worry. It's not instant noodles only for this camp.
当然，大家放心，这营会我们不仅吃快熟面而已。
But more importantly, we pray that you will be very focused on the word of God and on encouraging one another in the faith.
更重要的是，我们希望大家都会专注在神的话语上，专注在鼓励彼此。
I believe the church camp committee will do its best to seek to be a blessing to all campus.
我相信营会的筹委会竭尽所能，让这营会是充满福气的。
And I pray that the campus will also do their best to be a blessing to the camp committee.
我也祷告，我们做参加营会的，我们也会 来使这营会都是充满福气的。
And when we come with this kind of spirit, the Lord will bless us.
我们带着这颗心来，参加这营会，主必定赐福我们。
It's not Christ interceding for people with such a spirit.
基督一定是会为这些人而代求的。
And so therefore, let us take heart.
所以让我们留心。
Now the third question we want to ask ourselves is what.Is Christ praying for strangers and pilgrims?
最后我们要问基督为这些人这些寄居的代求是代求什么呢
？Well, if you look at the chapter down here, you will realize that Christ promised to, or rather, Christ is praying for believers to be kept.
在
especially in verse 12.
约翰福音第十七章，尤其是第二节。
第十二节
基督在为这些信徒祷告代求的时候是要保守他们
right, you look at verse 12 while I was with them in the world I kept them in thy name thou, those that thou givest me I have kept and none is lost but the son of perdition that the scripture might be fulfilled
第十二节这么说我与他们同在的时候因你所赐给我的名保守了他们我也护卫了他们，其中除了那灭亡之子，没有一个灭亡的，好叫经上的话得应验。
And of course, also in verse 11, Christ here requests that the Father would keep the saints through His own name.
在第十一节，基督也是求天父以来按着自己的名保守这些信徒。
And here the word keep is also the same word for keep which you see earlier on.Like to keep something because that thing is so precious.
这保守跟刚才我们读到遵守的那一词在原文是一样的，就是因为可贵而去保护它。
So the saints, the strangers, the pilgrims in this world, they are all very precious in the sight of Christ, in the sight of the Father.
所以信徒在基督眼里，在父天父眼里都是看为可贵的。
And here, right, Christ.Praise that they will be kept firstly in unity.
这里基督的祷告是他们要得到保守，是要可以合而为一。
Not united in falsehood, not united in evil, but united in the truth.
是按着真理合而为一，不是按着邪恶合而为一。
Just like how Christ is united with the Father in.Pursuing the Father's will,
就好像基督是与天父合为一来成就天父的旨意一样。
So the prayer down here is that all of us who are strangers and pilgrims may be kept also in this common pursuit of obeying the word of God.
所以我们也同样是得到神的保守，能够来一起的追求神的话语。
And you can also see this same desire in verse 15.
我们也可以看到同样的在第十五节。
For in verse 15, you see that Christ prayed that the believers would be kept from the evil.
第十五节，基督祷告，代求信徒会得到保守，脱离那恶者。
Now, what is the evil down here?
那恶者指的是什么呢？
Now there are two ways in which we can understand the term evil down here.
在这里有可以两个方面来明白。
The word the evil here firstly can be viewed as the evil one.
所以这恶者可以指的是撒旦。
Which is Satan as what was translated, right?
那恶者就是撒旦。
Right. So here What Christ is praying for is that believers may be kept from the devices of the evil one.
所以就是基督就是祷告，信徒得到保守，脱离那恶者，就是撒旦。
So that's the first way to understand the word evil down here.
所以我们可以以这样方式来明白。
But the term the evil here can also refer to that which is evil and wicked in the world.
我们也可以这样来明白，就是脱离罪恶。就是这世界上所有邪恶的东西。
And that is what Christ desires for all of us.
所以这就是基督要我们怎么去行的事。
that all who are strangers and pilgrims must continue in that which is righteous, in that which is holy and godly.
所有做客旅、做寄居的，一定要在圣洁的、在公义的事上继续去行。
And how would the believers be kept in the right way?
那么信徒要怎么持守正道呢？
How may believers be kept in the right, in the same spirit of Christ?
信徒要怎么有着基督的这一样的信心呢？
Well, the way is through God's word.
所以可以通过神的话语。
That's why in verse 17, the Bible says, Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth.
所以第17节这么说, 求你用真理使他们成圣, 你的道就是真理。
And this is Christ's desire for all of us.
这就是基督要我们, 怎么去行的事。
And he is praying that this may be achieved also here in this camp.
所以基督的为我们代求就是希望在这个营会我们也能这么去行。
Now if this is the will of Christ, and if we pray according to his will, surely Christ will answer our cries according to this will.
如果这是基督的旨意，我们按着基督的旨意而祈求， 那么神必定的会来应验应许我们。
But because our desire is also aligned with his desire.
因为我们的渴望与基督的渴望是一样的。
And so therefore, as we come now for this prayer meeting, let us make sure we begin with this understanding.
所以我们来到这祷告会的时候，我们要有这样一份一样的明白。
This is what Christ is praying for us.
这是基督为我们所代求的。And
so we must also pray according to what is the desire of Christ.
所以我们也要按着基督所渴望的一样的来祈求祷告。
And so now, let us enter into this season of prayer.
所以这个时候，让我们来一起的来祷告。